May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel lesson, especially these words. And they came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." This is our text. You may be seated. Dear saints, the man in our text is often referred to as blind Bartimaeus. It even says that on the front of your bulletins this morning. For whatever reason, he had lost his physical sight. As was common during the day for those who had some sort of handicap, it also forced him into begging, relying on the generosity of others for his survival. Though he is referred to as blind Bartimaeus, I wonder if we should refer to him as used to be blind Bartimaeus or seeing Bartimaeus, as that moniker more closely reflects what happens to him. In any event, we know that in Scripture, physical sight is often an allegory or an illustration for spiritual sight. That is, according to our sinful nature, we are unable to see the things of God, to recognize them, unless we have a restoration of our spiritual sight. Much like how Bartimaeus received back his physical sight, we need eyes of faith to be able to see, for example, God's righteousness placed upon someone being baptized. We need eyes of faith to see that it is Christ forgiving your sins when I say the words, "I forgive you all of your sins." We need eyes of faith to be able to see Christ's body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. And in your baptism, thanks be to God, your spiritual eyes have been opened. Your sight has been restored. All this is true. But today I want to consider less about the particular miracle that is performed for Bartimaeus and focus more on his prayer. The words he says to Jesus out of his despair, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." First, we should note that Bartimaeus knew that he needed help. He also knew where to turn to for help, namely this rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth. He had no doubt heard of the miracles that Jesus had been doing. He refers to Jesus as the son of David. No doubt, he concluded that Jesus was the Messiah, the one promised in the Old Testament to save Israel. For of course, the Messiah was to be a descendant, a son of King David. David himself, not coincidentally, prays this same prayer in Psalm 51, confessing his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah using these words, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions." Likewise, Bartimaeus places his faith in the Lord, particularly in Jesus. Jesus, in fact, tells him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Many people call out to some higher power in times of trouble, but we as Christians know exactly who to turn to for help. We turn to the Trinity. We turn to the Lord. We turn to Jesus Christ. For he loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. And so as priests, as a priestly people, we, like the priests of the Old Testament, we pray. We can pray to any person of the Trinity, but our right to pray to God comes because Jesus has opened the pathway of prayer for us. We pray to God the Father as dear children ask their dear Father for all that they need. So Bartimaeus knew where to turn. He knew who to ask for help. And no notice, he doesn't initially ask Jesus for his sight to be restored. No, his prayer is more simple, more broad, more accepting of whatever the Lord would do for him. He simply says, "Have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The words are recorded twice in our gospel reading, but Mark tells us that he kept praying this prayer over and over and over again, hoping that finally Jesus would respond. He prayed all the more after he was told to be quiet. It's a simple prayer, but it is a profound and powerful one. It says a lot in a very few words. By not praying specifically for his sight initially, Bartimaeus is, well, he's leaving it up to Jesus how to best show mercy to him. He will let the Lord decide what mercy that he needs. It's a lot like praying, "Thy will be done," in the Lord's Prayer. It's an acknowledgement to God that he knows what's best for us. It's a very humble prayer. It confesses that we don't always know what we need, that we don't always even know what to pray for. Our text tells us that Bartimaeus was a beggar, sitting by the side of the road, asking for money. He was a beggar with regards to the things of this world, to be sure. He was no doubt very poor, dependent on others just for his daily needs. But he was also a spiritual beggar, as his prayer demonstrates. He didn't have anything to offer up to Jesus to force him to heal him. There is no reason why Jesus should heal him except according to his divine grace and mercy. We too come before Jesus as beggars, spiritual ones. You could be rich or poor in the things of this life, smart or simple, experienced or naive, powerful or lowly, but before God, all of us are beggars. We have nothing to offer God in exchange for his mercy. Our good works are polluted by sin. Our good intentions fall short. Our best efforts to please God miss the mark. And so we too cry out to the Lord, "Lord, have mercy on me." The Lord gives, and we receive. This prayer is also a prayer of great faith, for the prayer recognizes that God is merciful. If he were not, there would be no reason to pray the words, "Lord, have mercy on me." We cry out to God for his mercy in our times of need because we know he is merciful. That mercy was shown most perfectly on the cross, where Jesus, the Son of David, died for the sins of the world, died for your sin and mine. A death he didn't deserve, and a death we don't deserve for forgiveness. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can come confidently before God with our prayers and our petitions. When you don't know what to pray, when your situation seems so difficult or so dire that you simply have no words, you too can pray with Bartimaeus, "Lord, have mercy on me," confident that the Lord hears the prayers of his beloved children. When you're worried, even panicked by the changes of this world, "Lord, have mercy." When you find yourself burdened with sin, "Lord, have mercy." When you find it difficult to forgive somebody else, "Lord, have mercy." When you or a loved one is sick or dying, "Lord, have mercy." As Pastor Matthew Harrison writes about this prayer, it confesses misery and a world of hurt. It is a confession of our need, but the cry for mercy also confesses the one, the only one, from whom mercy comes. We, of course, pray this prayer often in our worship service, most notably toward the beginning of our service in the words of the Kyrie, "Lord, have mercy upon us, Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. A prayer offered to the Trinity, our Father, whom we call Lord, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. You may have noticed we prayed it again in the Gloria, and we will pray it again in the Agnus Dei, just before we receive our Lord's body and blood. Here we pray, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, who takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. We are praying continually for the Lord's mercy, to forgive our sins, to help us with the needs of this life, to give us poor, miserable sinners the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, have mercy. In the end, Jesus did invite Bartimaeus to pray specifically, to ask of Jesus what he might do for him. Jesus said, "What is it you want me to do for you?" Jesus acknowledged Bartimaeus's simple initial prayer, and now Jesus wanted him to focus his prayer. It's as if Jesus is saying, "I have heard your cry for mercy. I am merciful. I will be merciful. How may I show you mercy?" Bartimaeus asks for his sight to be restored and receives that miracle through faith. And so the same invitation is given to you. Pray for what you would have God do for you. Thank God for what He in His mercy has already done for you, for this too is part of prayer. Pray as you are able for how you would like the Lord to show you mercy in the future. For the Lord is merciful. His mercy endures forever. He will always answer your prayer in the way that's best for you. Pray often, without ceasing, as Paul tells us. Pray the words of Bartimaeus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." In the name of our merciful Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.